This is WKAR Online. One of the first major installations at MSU's new Broad Art Museum is called The Gift. Hundreds of people posed for portraits that are hung together at the museum. On December 16th, the project will conclude with an event where those people will be given one of the portraits to keep. WKAR's Scott Pohl spoke with curator of contemporary art Allison Gass about the project's final weeks.
Before the first photograph was taken, how many were you hoping for? How many maybe were you expecting?
Well, I would say we were hoping for around 500. That was really our goal. We really had no idea what to expect because we had invited some people to come and sit in advance of the opening weekend, and then we were just up during the opening, and we had no idea if people would love it or be scared of it or not know what it was or not participate, but it was an overwhelming response. We have currently taken over 1,300 photographs, I've learned today. So that's 1,300 people who sat for the project, which is really amazing.
That's amazing. Now, when you have them on display, how many at any one time can be seen?
So the way we've set it up is that they are installed in two large walls as you enter the museum. So it's really this kind of welcome into the museum. There are 214 that are up on the wall at any given time. We rotate them every week. So 214 new ones go up each Monday and stay up through Friday. And then the same thing happens at the end of that week.
So by the end, will every photograph have been on display for some period of time?
Absolutely. Our plan is to get everyone up there for at least a week at a time.
Refresh our memories about what this piece is meant to convey to people who see it.
So the project is really the ultimate step in making the visitor part of the artwork or feel like the artwork is an extension of their life. So the idea really is that Jochen Gerets has kind of given over artistic control to the museum. He's trained some students and some museum staff to work with people to take pictures. Those people take the pictures, they crop the pictures, they print the pictures, they frame the pictures, and then the installation is built solely as people participate. So there really is no artwork without the visitor. So it's really kind of about inclusion. It's about coming into a museum and seeing yourself as part of that museum. It's also very much about generosity. It's about making people take the museum home with them, literally, because the project is called The Gift, and at the end of the whole project, Jochen comes back on December 16th, and he will give every single person who sat for a frame portrait to take home, and there will be a little certificate that says that this is on long-term loan from the museum. So the project lives on in private installations.
Before we talk about that final event, I have one more question about the artist, because I know he's done similar installations elsewhere around the world. When you think about a number like 1,300 here in East Lansing, do you have a sense for how that compares with other installations?
This is as much as he's had before, even when he did it in San Francisco, and it stretched out over many, many months when he did it in Germany and in France. Again, I think Germany stretched out over a few months. France was just a few days. So we had an enormous number of people given how long we ran the project for. It's very exciting.
All right, now back to the event on the 16th. How is that going to work? People who posed are invited to attend, and then what happens that day?
So we're doing a whole big day around the kind of culmination of the gift. And because it's December 16th and coincides with the holidays, we're doing a kind of holiday programming day at the Broad. So everybody who sat will get within the next couple of days an invitation via email to come and be part of the gift finale, be part of the distribution. The day will start at 10 a.m. with an introduction from our director, Michael Rush. At 10:15, I'll give a little lecture on Jochen's work and this project specifically and what it meant for us at the museum. At 11, we'll do a panel discussion where I'll talk with Jochen and Steve Esquith, who's the dean of the Residential College of Arts and Humanities and probably a professor of some sort from the Art and Art History Design Department. That'll go on for about a half an hour. It's just a chance for people to hear from everybody about it. And then at noon, from 12 to 5, Jochen will stand in the atrium of the museum and one by one will hand a photograph to everybody who wants to come say hello to him. And so people can come anytime from 12 to 5. The day will be going on and on. Take their portrait home with them. And we will, at that point, have information about a big Flickr site that we'll put on our website where people can send back images of these works then installed in their homes. And maybe people can figure out, you know, who has their portrait and things like that. So it should be a really fun, ongoing, long-living project for us.
Assuming not everyone will be able to attend, what happens to those who posed but aren't able to be there?
So very happily, we will keep those photos, and they are part of the museum collection. We've acquired the work. So the installation that I described that lives in the museum right now is going to stay up until March 3rd. So if you can't make it on that day, you kind of have forfeited your chance to get the portrait. So that will become part of the museum collection, and people can expect to see them reinstalled over the next couple of years for sure.
Sounds like another big Sunday event at the museum.
That's what we like to do, bring everybody in. We'll also have kids programming and music and food that day, so it'll be a big full day around the gift.